Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
We are going to move on to our next guest, who's been waiting patiently. Stan Lucien is the CEO and founder of SkyBriz, SkyBriz.com, a trailblazing tech-driven real estate company that's reimagining the rental experience through innovation, education, and equity. So welcome, Stan. Tell us all about what you're doing.
SkyBriz is a real estate technology company, and we offer a lot of different solutions like property management, education. Main focus right now, it's the educational part of the company. Why is that? We try to, let's just educate the next generation. So this is where we come in with animated content like Skycast or animated educational videos. Why is that? It's because that we realize that real estate is one of the things that they do not teach in middle school, high school, or even college, from what I can recall, you know. And it is one of the most big decisions that you will ever make in your life. The moment you get out, whether you're trying to rent, whether you're trying to buy a property, no matter where you're going, you're still going to need a roof over your head. And what we notice is that, especially for students right out of college, they don't know where to go. What kind of step do they need to take to rent a property? For instance, they might go on Zillow and sell property for rent. You know, they rent the properties, but out there we also have, I guess, bad people, you know, or slumlord or whatever you call it. You know, they take advantage of people that don't really know the law, the real estate law. You know, some landlord may try to do things that's illegal, you know, to some tenants, and they kind of have to allow that. Why is that? It's because they do not know that the landlord cannot do that. So this is when I come with the educational part of it, you know, to try to educate people, to try to tell them that, you know what, this is what's out there for you. Again, it's not like those information are not available out there, but they just kind of like written in such a complex language that you need a real estate agent or an attorney to break that information down to you, even though it's public available information. So that's why, again, we need, we use, you know, animated content to try to better educate the, you know, the people.
I love your animated content.
Yeah.
What's interesting is I went on your website and I was looking at your animated content, and it's really attractive and well done. And I learned something that I didn't really know just from like a short video there. One thing that your video said was if you want to buy a multifamily unit, that if there's renters there, you can use that rent to help you get the loan for it, right?
Yes, that's accurate. So some of the banks or lenders may let you use some of the income from the other unit to, you know, to help you qualify for the mortgage. Yes.
And that was just one of your short videos.
Yeah, that's pretty helpful. And the videos were very well done, by the way. We're speaking with Stan Lucien. You're at SkyBriz.com, right? That's SkyBriz.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's your website. You mentioned earlier that there are some unscrupulous landlords who might be preying on younger tenants.
I know the main focus is to try to educate the younger generation, but I do not believe that only the younger generation got, you know, victimized by some bad landlord. Huh? I can take a story for myself. For my first rental property, when I first rented, I was 19, and the property was flooded all the time. Whenever it's raining, you know, all of my belongings always get, you know, destroyed. And even that, it was hard for the landlord to make any repair. I was always paying rent on time. You know, I was always doing what I'm supposed to do. But when there's a repair that's needed, the landlord refused to make the repair. And I have to pay the consequences for a landlord that refused to fix his own property.
So how would you prevent that from happening in the future? What steps would you take?
Well, this is when that's the goal that I'm trying to achieve. So I want people to be able to be, you know what? I'm glad I learned that. You know, now I can make a better decision rather than I wish I knew that. So this is when we're trying to put those information out there saying that, do you know that your landlord cannot do that? Or your landlord is supposed to repair your property. Your landlord cannot charge you for, you know, like for instance, in New York City, your landlord can no longer charge you, first month rent and last month security deposit like twice. And you know, that's exactly how I'm trying to educate people to make better informed decision. My goal right now with the website, because we're redesigning it, right, we're trying to make it a hub for real estate, not just ed. So we also gonna brand listing, which is also a scanners where people gonna be able to list properties on our website and also rent properties. Followers will also be able to follow real estate agent, follow landlords, learn. The idea is to, again, to make the website a platform for like a real estate hub, you know, no matter what you need, so you'll be able to get it from our website.
So we're speaking with Stan Lucien of Skybridge, but I wanted to ask our guest today, Mike Silvestrini of Energia, do you have any questions or comments on this website?
No, none really. It sounds like there's a few different businesses kind of getting together here. And, you know, if you're good at a bunch of different things and you can think you can scrap together some business and across those categories, that's great. And you should do that. My recommendation would also be like figure out which one of those business channels is going to be the most profitable and the one that you enjoy the most and can get excited about every day and really focus on it and try to scale it, whether that's educating renters or looking at the technology component of a rental user experience. Those are distinct businesses. Both are good ideas. And if you pick one and ride it, I bet you can, you know, find out where it goes.
I think that's good advice. I love your education piece. I love your little videos. I guess looking at it, I wouldn't worry so much about listing properties there as I would the education part in the videos. And then maybe you can get some of these real estate places to sponsor you. I'm not really sure how you would monetize a purely educational website, but I know there are ways.
I guess it comes down to my first property. When I bought my first property, I wish I knew I could have bought a multifamily instead. I would have rent some of the units and live for free in one of the other ones, depending off, you know, how much the bank lended and how much is the mortgage. And my second property could have just been like a single family unit. But again, you know, some of the things that you learn them after the fact, you know, and again, those are information that's out there. My real estate agent could have tell me that, you know what, are you interested in buying a multifamily instead of a single family? This is the benefits that's in it. Or my real estate attorney could have also brought that up to me, but they did it, you know. And again, I've learned that after the fact. And then that's what got me to the property management part of the company. So I bought my first unit, my second properties, you know, and third one. And then for the educational part of it, it's again, it's the same learning experience. I'm like, I wish I knew that, you know, and I'm pretty sure there's also other people out there that also wish they knew, you know, information. I mean, they knew some kind of stuff before they made the decision. So I've tried different approach. I started with meme until I get to Skycast, which is all animated videos. And then I prolonged that to Housing Insight, which is all blogs, articles. And then we also have Housing Chronicles. We're trying to make real estate fun, you know, trying to use real life scenario to try to educate people that way as well. So, because we know people can relate to, you know, to some of the content that we've posted. So that's kind of what got me to that. You don't want to try too many things at the same time, but it's because of the data that I'm getting from different parts of the company, you know, from different parts of the solution under the company. And that's what I'm like, you know what, why not combine all of those and put them under one umbrella, you know, so I can turn that into a hub for people. And that's when the listing part comes to it. I'm like, if somebody's looking for properties, they're just one click away from trying to get educational content rather than trying to navigate to YouTube or trying to navigate to other website when everything is right there within the same website.
So, Stan, you said you do property management. Do you have clients that you manage properties for?
As a friend, no, I focus on managing my own properties. For now, it's just my properties. But I know it's a big market, but for now, it's just my properties that, you know, we manage.
Because it seems to me, when I heard you say property management, it seemed to me that you could use this website and this community that you're building to drive people to your property management business, especially since it seems like you do encourage people to buy multifamily. And then you could expand your personal property management to help other people manage their properties? Because property management is huge when people own more than one property.
Yeah, that's one of the things. So this is one of our core part of the company. And, you know, so when we post our educational content, so people won't just think that we're just making stuff up, you know. So it's things that we learn from our own experience, because we also manage this property, so we know what we're talking about. So we don't just post content out there. And fortunately for us, we barely have any vacant unit. And even if we do, they take less than a week to fill them. And I believe the reason why is because of the technology part that we added into our properties. I've heard different landlords and other people always be like, why do they invest so much in your properties? They're just rental properties. You know, people don't care about that. They just need a roof over their head, you know. But we don't see it like that. Because some renters, they want to be different. They want to stand out. They want to stay in a property that look nice. Again, that have technology, sir. I mean, that have technologies and all of those things to stand out.
I think what you're doing is great. So what kind of people do you want to have get in touch with you? Do you want people that are looking to buy property that need education?
Well, for right now, main focus is kind of for property owners, landlord or realtor. So we're going to need people to come and list the property on our platform. So that will be our primary focus. And then people that also need to learn about the real estate market. But our primary focus right now is to try to get property owners, realtor, show them that we have traffic, high traffic on our website. So if they list the property, the chance to also get somebody from our website to, you know, to contact them, it's highly likely.
Okay, so if you're a real estate person or you're a property owner, go to Skybriz, SKYBRIZ.com, and help Stan build his site out. Thank you, Stan.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.